Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Most people with children or grandchildren are groaning under the cost of paying their college tuition. The cost has risen out of all proportion to other costs and far faster than inflation. Defense spending has risen only 47%, while higher education has risen 133%. The liberal answer to this is to demand that Congress vote more money for tuition subsidies and college loans. But more government spending does not help. The more taxpayers' money Congress pours into the colleges, the more the colleges raise tuition, in the belief they can just sock it to the taxpayers. The students are not any better off. But the colleges get richer so they can brag about their endowment. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings recently set up a National Commission on the Future of Education. Her report promises more subsidies to colleges and threatens more regulations. It promotes national standards plus compliance with a test administered to every student in the country. Accrediting agencies would be tightly regulated. The report justifies itself on the ground that literacy, math, and science scores are low and college costs too high. Of course, that's all true, but it isn't clear the scores would be any higher or tuition prices would be any lower if the Department of Education were calling the shots. Senator Chuck Schumer has introduced a bill called the Make College Affordable Act. It calls for pouring even more taxpayers' dollars into college tuition. A more appropriate title for his bill would be the Make College More Expensive Act. If Schumer were really serious about college affordability, he'd be cutting federal handouts, thus forcing colleges to do a better job of controlling costs. Tuition costs were reasonable before the government got into the funding business. As long as the government is pouring money into colleges, tuition prices are bound to rise.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says people will accept your ideas much more readily if you tell them that Benjamin Franklin said it first, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, when I want to really convince somebody that I know what I'm talking about, I don't quote Benjamin Franklin, I quote G.B. Oliver, because he is one of our favorite guests. He comes on regularly and tells us about Paragon Foundation and what's going on as far as land takings and property rights are concerned. And GB, the last time we were on the air, GB said, let's set another date before we have our Let Freedom Ring conference, this one-day seminar in Alamogordo, which is coming up in the very near future. It'll be on Saturday, April the 21st. And I said, good, what date do you want? He picked today, April the 5th. So instead of introducing G.B. Oliver today, he called me yesterday and said, hey, I'm on my way to Santa Barbara. It's an important meeting. And he said, maybe you can get a couple of my friends to fill in for me. He said, how about calling Johnny Oliver and Mike Hames? Now, Johnny Oliver is G.B.'s little brother, and Mike Hames has been a regular guest on this show. In fact, he's hosted the show along with Johnny a few times. So I have with me today filling in for GB and probably doing a much better job than GB ever would have done is Johnny Oliver and Mike Hames. Johnny, hi. It's good to have you as a guest.
Thank you, Derek. Good to hear you, buddy.
Yeah, Mike Hames, it's good to have you as a guest.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now, can you guys get along together? You're in the same room, in the same building, on two different telephones.
We do that little radio show down here three times a week, and that pushes my patience enough. I think I can handle for an hour maybe with him.
It's tough, Derry, to be around him that long.
We had enough trouble just getting two telephones to work.
This is Alamogordo, New Mexico.
I know it. How long have you had phone service down there? You haven't had lights very long, have you?
Well, it used to be we have dial phones now. Before, it was just the operator, you know.
Yeah, right. And you know we had better service then, seems like.
It did. You did. So what? If you had a little party line, nobody cared. It worked, you know.
And if you call downtown, let's say you'd call central office and say, would you ring Johnny Oliver? You didn't have to give him a
exactly.
number.
They'd ring.
And they'd say, well, you know, I don't think he's home. I just saw him going to the drugstore. Do you want me to call him down there? You know, it worked like that.
It worked fine.
You know, we could go back to, see, I would be happy living like we lived back in the 1940s. Now, you guys, that was before you all came to this country.
Well, just barely for me. But, you know, you're right. Well, let me tell you, I was thinking about that the other day. Now, I know you broadcast all over, and NASCAR is a big deal now. You know, NASCAR didn't used to be that big of a deal, but it is. It's grown. And you know, you mentioned that, and that made me think. The other morning, I was leaving, and the TV was on, and I happened to look down, and it said I don't remember what the name of the program is, had Dale Earnhardt Jr. on it. It said Racing the Way It Used to Be or something like that. And I watched a NASCAR race from 1973, which wasn't that long ago.
Well, it depends on how old you are.
Well,
how
that's
long
true.
Ago it was.
That's true. But it didn't seem long ago. It doesn't seem long ago.
No, it doesn't seem that way. See, we started broadcasting here in January the 2nd, 1973, is when I started the network.
Well, that's when this race was, that summer.
Okay.
And you're watching Pearson and Allison and Baker and all those guys, and they're racing cars that they were selling the next day. You know, I mean, they didn't all look the same. They looked different. A Chevy looked different from a Ford and a Dodge, you see. But what struck me was going into the pits, and there wasn't one.
Johnny gets into pits every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is, here's how they do it. They just throw that gas at the car, hope some of it went in, you know, and changing those tires. And there were kids in the pits, and they were there watching it, and there was gas going everywhere, and they were changing the tires. And sitting inside was the driver while they're doing this, smoking a cigarette. Now, this day and age today, why, that would just be completely obscene. And you know what's happened to us? What's wrong with that? If that's what you want to do, and that's the way I'm like you, I want to go back. What's wrong with that?
But you mentioned, I've heard this story before, but you said they didn't even have, the pit crew was different than they are today.
Sure. They just had a pair of tennis shoes on and pants, no helmet or nothing. They were just there and working and changing the tires. But today, in this day and age, safety and protecting everybody else comes first. In other words, everybody seems to know what's better for somebody else.
So those NASCAR officials that would be considered the government of racing cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And it's just that the government or somebody always seems to know what's better for us than we do ourselves. And what that does is it decimates us psychologically, because each generation that comes up expects some government or some entity to take care of them and protect them. And we have no self-preservation system or self-reliance anymore. It seems to be gone. I don't know. All that came from watching one little old rat NASCAR race. No, isn't that
Gosh, I'm glad you didn't watch two of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's maybe one of the things I'll talk about at the seminar that you're coming to, I guess.
Right, right. Are you on a program at the seminar?
No. I can tell you who's there because I'm looking at it. And one of the fellows is where GB is today in California, and that's James P. Owen.
He's out in Santa Barbara.
I believe so, I'm sitting at GB's desk. He's not here. I know he's gone.
I can tell you where a lot of good stuff is there in that office, too.
But you're going to be one of the guests, and to be quite honest with you, you're the best known of all the guests, and there's some pretty powerful people that are going to be on that show. You are the most well-known and probably the biggest draw. I just want you to know
You're very kind to say that, I know. But
When Derry was here last time, you would go out in a crowd, and before he spoke later on during the day, people would come to me and said, I want to meet Derry Brownfield. Which one is he? I said, he's that one over there.
The good-looking one? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, yeah. The one that looks just a little bit better than me.
Okay. Let's take a break, guys. You're giving me the big head here. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Billy, can you do it? Of course I can.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting today, supposed to be, visiting with G.B. Oliver, but he flew the coop on us all the way to Santa Barbara, California. And visiting with his little baby brother, Johnny Oliver, and Mike Hames, who is a international radio star from KRSY there in Alamogordo.
That's sort of stretching it, isn't it?
That's what I was told to say.
Well, Barry gave me that title.
all of us are looking at the same Paragon Foundation Let Freedom Ring flyer here. It's a one-day seminar coming up Saturday, April the 21st. That's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. And Jerome Corsi is going to be on the program. And Jerome Corsi, of course, is the contributor to WorldNet Daily. But you and I know him, our listeners know him, as the individual that actually got us started understanding what was going on with this North American community. He first figured out what was really happening as far as putting Mexico, United States, and Canada all in one big happy family. He's done a lot of really good work. And then James Owen is the author of the Cowboy Ethics book. He is a well-known individual on Wall Street. He was a Wall Street, or is maybe still a Wall Street tycoon. And he started studying cowboy ethics, and he wrote a book concerning cowboy ethics, and he said how great it would be if people on Wall Street lived and acted like cowboys. In other words, you know, your word is your honor. You shake hands, and a deal's a deal. You don't need contracts. Things just, you do a day's work, and you don't expect anybody to come running to your aid every time that any little thing happens. Then Dee Dee Kidd, she's been on our show many times. And she's also going to be on the program. I'll be there. And I'm looking on down here for tickets. Call 505-434-8998. It's going to be a great program. We're going to have a lot of fun. And it's going to be very educational. And I might mention here it's $20 per person and $35 a couple.
And it looks to me like, I don't know, Johnny, are you and Mike coming as a couple?
Yeah, that's what people call us here, the couple.
Yeah, couple of what?
Yeah, exactly. That's
you save $15 by doing that.
You bet.
Anyway, it'll
and
start.
And, you know, we're cheapskates, too.
It'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and lunch is going to be included, so you get a free meal. And then, by the way, if you're out of town, out of state, and you want to call for tickets, dial 505-434-8998. That's the number I just gave you. The 1-800 number is 871-877-847-3443. Now, let's take a break. We'll get down to business right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And we have returned. One more real quick question about Let Freedom Ring. I noticed here it says at the Civic Center. Is that the fairgrounds? Is that where it has been before?
No, Derry, where that is it's there south of town. It's the old Armory building.
Okay, well, we'll have to find it.
And that's where it was before.
It says 800 East 1st Street.
Mm-hmm.
Derry, before you, while we're still on the subject of that seminar, I don't guess I ever mentioned to you, even last time you were here, but I had, and a lot of people watch Judge Andrew Napolitano, who was here last year.
Right.
As you remember.
And you flew him in from the airport.
Right. Well, we picked him up in El Paso and then took him back, but on the way back, on the way up, he had a lot of questions about the type of people that he was going to be addressing, the type of people that were here. You know, he was born and raised, I think, in New Jersey. He's one of the largest landowners in his county, New Jersey. I think he's got 235 acres.
Oh, really?
And when I talked to him about the country out here, and he saw the expanse from the air, and he didn't have a concept of sections. In other words, he assumed that anybody involved in agriculture with that much land had to be ultra wealthy.
Aren't they?
And he asked about you on the way back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. So I suspect he probably has listened to you since. He was very impressed with you, and he was very impressed with people here, too. So he was. That was last year, so I think we're going to have a program just as good as that one.
Yeah, you were... What did you charge him for picking him up at El Paso and bringing him up?
Well, I let that be gratis because he's one of us, or seems to be, and
now,
so we kind of liked him.
Did you
Matter of fact, I let him take off. He wasn't excited about doing it, but he did. He took off, and then he said, that's one of the most interesting things I've ever done in my life.
What do you mean? You let him fly the airplane?
Just for a brief time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned. Did you fly in the Mooney? What did you take him in?
The very famous movie, better known as the Paragon Corporate Aircraft.
I'll bet it is. Is that the one? I saw, you know, sometimes I always say with the people that said, well, why didn't you go on television? You know, you got to have a face for television. I've got a face for radio, but sometimes it would be nice. I'd be nice to show the picture of your aircraft where another airplane came crashing into the airport and went right through the hangar and hit your plane.
Yes, that did happen. That was last November, as a matter of fact. But it was one of those tragic things. I think I think that the fellow landing had a heart attack, and but it didn't damage the corporate aircraft. The biplane was a little damaged. We fixed that since then, so we're okay.
It didn't break any of the rubber bands? And
no, sir. Those are still intact.
Okay, let's get down to business now. I saw a little blurb on one of the newscasts here some time ago. Alamogordo. Well, any time I saw that, you know, I looked up. And some lady there in Alamogordo is in the hospital and won't leave, or something to that effect.
Yeah, well, it did make national news, sort of. And then since it's made national news, why, we've discovered that this probably is a problem that's more common than we'd like to know. And without getting into details about it, there's a gal that's in the hospital here and has been for a couple of months, and she's had an amputation. But the headline news reads this way: woman unable to pay her bills may face hospital discharge. Well, when it's written that way, it sounds like that's just horrible. They're going to kick some little old lady out of the hospital. Well, she's 67 years old, speaks no English at all. Whether she's legal or not is up in question. But to make a long story short, she apparently has several children, but they don't want to take her, and they want to keep her in the hospital because they feed her and they take care of her. And that's where they want her to stay. Well, that's all well and good, except everybody out there listening is paying for that. and it kind of goes back to what's happened to our sense of self-reliance. What's happened to our pride? Why do we turn our lonely eyes to the government or some entity to take care of us when there's no shame involved in it anymore? Anyway, that generated a lot of phone calls and a lot of letters to the editor. And then I come across another one about an 82-year-old woman who has refused to leave her hospital bed in Marin County, which is San Rafael, California. And that's after a cost of millions of dollars because she doesn't want to go to a nursing home. They take very good care of her, and she has no way of paying it, but she's not going to leave. What's going on with this country?
Well, we've been taught that. You know,
programmed.
Programmed, yes. I am old enough. I was born, and I've mentioned this a jillion times, in 1932. Me, the drought, the dust, the depression, the Democrats all started out in 1932. And things were totally different, and people had a totally different attitude. I can remember the bums getting off of the trains. We were just a couple blocks from the railroad track. And the bums would ride the freight trains, and they'd jump off if they saw a town that looked like it was maybe some houses there that would fix you a sandwich. And they'd come knock at the door, and my grandmother would fix them a sandwich. But while she was fixing the sandwich, she expected them to mow the grass or split some wood.
Sure.
Or do something. And
sure.
People did that. And I hear music. We're going to have to take another break. But when we come back, I can tell you all about how the welfare state got started. But let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-7425.
3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow, calf, pear, and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday. Now, that's April the 7th. Early listings include 30 head of fancy black and black baldy cows. Now, these are young cows bred to Angus bulls. They'll start calving in May. The cows have been worm, poured, lepto, vibrioed. Good set of cows. Here's 40 head fancy black and black baldies bred to Angus and Charlet bulls. They're calving now. Another 45 head string of red, white face and Charlet cows. They're bred to Charlet and Angus bulls. Some spring calvers, and there'll be a few fall calvers. 20 head of fancy Angus heifers coming three-year-olds start calving April the 15th. 50 head string of black and black baldy and Charlet cows, all ages, bred to Angus bulls. They're having calves as we speak. 50 head of black and black baldies, older cows, bred to Angus bulls. 20 head string of black by black baldy four-year-old cows. Now, all these cows are going to be coming up for a special cow sale this Saturday, April the 7th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says a father is someone who carries pictures where his money used to be, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting today with Johnny Oliver and Mike Hames. Guys, like I said, I was born back during the time of the Depression, and I remember this welfare state very well. You were talking about how people expect to be taken care of by the government, and the government wants to take care of everybody. That seems to be the problem, is that that we have politicians out there that just can't wait to get a grant out into their town so they can spend more money, and money that we don't have. But back during Franklin Roosevelt's time, he went into office in 33. I think the election was in 32, and he took office in 33. And that was about the time I was born. But I was clear up, well up in high school, and it was still Franklin Roosevelt. He was the only president that I could remember until 1947 or whenever it was that Harry Truman took over. And anyway, Roosevelt came out with his New Deal, and it all had to do with giving tax money to people. something that had been unconstitutional up until this time. And a lot of folks that needed, that really needed help would not take it. They were proud. They said, hey, we're not going into that. They called it the relief office.
Right.
We're not going into the relief office. We don't even want to be seen around those people because we're proud. We'll make it. We'll get along somehow. But since then, things have totally changed. We've grown up generation after generation now of people that have lived on welfare. And you can see why this nation owes $9 trillion. Now, it's not all been welfare, but a high percentage of it is.
Well, we've talked several times about the three stages that we've gone through, four, counting the one you were just talking about, and that is the pride just would preclude me taking anything. The second stage was, well, I'm grateful for what you've given me. The third stage is, of course, well, I've got that coming. And then the fourth stage is the demanding stage.
And that's where we are now.
Yeah. It's ripped the guts and the heart out of the American people, and we need to do something about it and stop it. I don't know if it's possible to do that, but you got to keep trying, don't you?
I don't think it's possible anymore, not to tell you the truth. I think we're in a backslide that we won't be able to take.
What's the answer then, Johnny?
I think...
Now, Johnny, before you... Well, I'm going to answer for him, and then I'll let him talk. Johnny is the founder of a new political party.
Oh, really?
It's called the Toboggan Party.
Toboggan Party. Been going downhill all the time.
Yeah, and he says load it up, because it's not, nothing's going to get fixed until it implodes, and you start from scratch.
You bet. You know, when the government says, you know, we want you to pay this much money, let's say $200 to go to this. Say, no, we need to pay $400. And we just lift our feet up and let the toboggan run downhill and crash, and then the smart people will be there to pick up the pieces.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure that you're not right, because I have been studying this economy a long, long time. And I've gone through the 1980s with 20% interest. And I can remember the 30s with the Great Depression. And we would have had another Great Depression, I think, when those interest hit 20%, but it was inflation instead of depression. But we have the plunge protection team that keeps the market going and all that. But all that costs money. And we owe, like I said, $9 trillion. There's no way that this is going to work. They're working on a budget right now in Washington, the fiscal budget for this year. It'll be 2008, the one they're working on. And I didn't realize until the other day that two-thirds of that budget is what they call entitlements. Now, these entitlements are Medicare and Medicaid and all that junk, and Social Security. Well, Social Security, there should be money in Social Security because we paid into it all these years, but it's not there.
Nope.
So two-thirds of the federal government is something that our Congress has no control over whatsoever. And the money was there for Social Security. It's gone. I remember when Medicare came out. Now, I get Medicare and Medicaid mixed up, but whichever was the first one. And my grandfather's brother was still living, and he'd gone to the hospital, and he couldn't believe it didn't cost him anything. You know, I mean, see, he was of the old school that just didn't think things like that were right.
Well, now, Derry, let me tell you, it's not just you that are thinking that, but the experts are saying that, too. I do a little stock market trading myself.
Really?
And I call myself the Warren Buffett of Otero County.
that's because really you have a Mooney.
Yeah. But I have received investments, invitations, and their reasoning for going overseas for investment is because of the irresponsibility that you were just now talking about of the federal government. And the word you used, entitlement, tells it all. People believe they're entitled to it.
Absolutely.
And the debt ratio on this country, you can't run your household the way they're trying to run a government, and you're exactly right.
But people are running their households like they run the government. This is another thing that's bad. You know, I just did an article for the Chronicle. It'll come out in May. And the
there's only been 4 years in the history of the United States when people have not saved any money. 4 years. They were 1933 and 1934, 2005 and 2006. Does that tell us something? In other words, the majority of the American people are spending more money than they're earning. And they're living off of the interest on their house. They're living off of the, I shouldn't say interest on their house.
Well, it's month to month for them. They're not looking at what you're paying for something. It's how much can I afford a month? And the debt ratio becomes really high when you have that sort of philosophy.
What I'm starting to say, they're living off of about three things: home equity, or they're borrowing on their credit cards, which is a bad, bad deal, or they're taking things to the pawn shop. That's the way they keep going. And eventually, hey, the show's over.
Yep.
Yep.
Let's go to the telephones. Dave in California. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Good morning, Derry. I can't believe I'm on the radio with the great Derry Brownfield.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's not as important as being on the radio with the great Johnny Oliver.
Okay, well, I wanted to say two things. One, I love your music. Can you give me a couple pointers on where to find some of that? All your bumper music is great.
Jeff says he'll talk to you off the air.
Okay,
Jeff,
and now I went to cowboyethics.com, and I wanted to just read off quickly the 10, the cowboy way. Is that all right?
All right, but do it quickly, very
quickly. Live each day with courage. Take pride in your work. Always finish what you start. Do what has to be done. Be tough but fair. When you make a promise, keep it. Ride for the brand. Talk less and say more. Remember that some things aren't for sale. And know where to draw the line. I think that's a pretty darn good start. I'm going to buy that man's book.
It's a very good book, and it not only has good. You can read it in, you know, it's very easy reading, but he has gorgeous photographs in there that go along with each story.
It's sort of a nice.
Sounds like our Congress, doesn't it?
It's a nice coffee table book.
Yeah, it's a coffee table book. It's really nice.
I'm going to get it.
Okay. Thanks for the call, and if you'll just go to Jeff, he can probably help you with or get him a number, and he can call you back or something. Let's go to Doug in Florida. Hi, Doug. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I was listening to you talk about what's happened to this country, and I just had a few comments and see what your response might be. One of the things that bothers me about the general movement of people like you and I who are trying to become more independent and get the nation back on a better footing is, it doesn't seem like most of them can get along themselves. And I would like to see, personally, I would like to see some sort of a, what I would call a demonstration project, where a community can actually get together and have health care the way it used to be, as Dr. Stan says, where a person could afford to go to the doctor. They didn't need insurance because the rates were low enough. And with Social Security and the government in there, they have driven the prices up so high that we can't afford it. But if enough people could get together and build a city or a county or a state, and make it self-sufficient, I think that would be a huge step forward.
See, that's exactly what Jack McLam is trying to do in Idaho.
Good for him.
Jack McLam is a retired police officer out of Phoenix, and he is quite a individual. He does a lot of good work, has a lot of good ideas, but his idea is to take a county. And they picked out a county in Idaho that's fairly that's not densely populated, and it's a Christian county. People, you have to be a certain kind of an individual to be able to buy property. They've bought up a lot of this property, and they have elected officials so that they want to live by the Constitution, and they can make one county do that. But it's going to be a difficult job to do it, and in the big cities. But hey, Doug, thanks for the call. We got to take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching. that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You know, part of our problem, gentlemen, has been the fact that, and I think, of course, I was raised in the country, and you guys pretty much were raised out in what we call flyover land. But we had people that, ranchers, particularly farmers, ranchers, they first of all had to know how to help themselves. Then they had to know how to help their neighbors, because once in a while you'd get a neighbor that couldn't help themselves for a reason. They wanted to help themselves, but they had a problem. They were sick, or they broke an arm or something of that nature. So we had communities helping one another. A house would burn down, or a barn would need raising. We could get people together, and nobody took money for that. That was just something that you did because it needed to be done. Then we started getting people that wanted to get involved and didn't know what they were talking about. And just like the animal rights thing, anybody that knew anything about livestock and had grown up in the horse days, well, they said, those people are nuts. That'll never happen. But there were so many of them, and they kept... Just like Hitler said, if you tell a lie long enough and often enough, people will start believing it. And we have a whole generation of people now that have no common sense whatsoever. If, you know, if their life depended upon them to be able to take care of themselves, they couldn't do it. They don't have the common knowledge to do those things.
Well, exactly. You know, there is it's not a class difference so much in a lot of ways as it is urban and rural, and the values are simply different. But the urban values, as Jim Owen puts out in his book, is you those are applicable for every way of life, for every style of life, ethics are the key to it all. That's why Wall Street could use it. And I was laughing at Johnny a while ago that when the caller from California called and was reading out some of those cowboy ethics, Johnny says, sounds just like Congress, doesn't it?
But anyhow, our attitudes nationwide have changed. For example, the people that actually control our forest, they don't know anything about forests. They won't let the Forest Service do what the people that have really studied forestry want to do. The greeny weenies have taken over.
Right here in Alamogordo, as you know, sits at the base of the Lincoln National Forest. We have water restrictions already. And the reason we have water restrictions is because if you look to the mountains, it looks like the back of a dog. You know how thick the hair can get. Each one of those trees is sucking up a lot of water. In the old days, we cut the lumber, we logged it, we used it. And the people that cut it and the people that logged it and used it paid taxes, and that went to the government, and it gave people jobs. The environmentalists have stopped that now, and now we have a disaster area proclaimed by the county and by the village of Cloudcroft because they're so thick they've become diseased and they're dying. And we still have a watershed problem here because of it. And it's common sense. It's something anyone could have told you 50 or 100 years ago, recently.
But it's got to be done by the local officials.
Hey, let's take a break. Final break of the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that. And there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Gold prices rose Wednesday on a weaker dollar and fund and option-related buying, despite easing tension with Iran after they released the 15 British sailors. Gold closed in New York up $7.90 to $671.90. Silver rose 17 cents to $13.53 an ounce. Gold prices should exceed last year's 26-year high of $730 an ounce within the next 12 months, according to GFMS. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
And we are in the home stretch, Johnny and Mike. You were mentioning cutting trees a while ago, and you know the green people think that, you know, if you cut a tree, there'll never be another tree. And this is a thing that has really bondoogled this whole country. But made houses cost a lot more, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. But, Johnny, do you remember, and it seemed like you had those figures once upon a time, how much water a tree uses in a day's time?
Man, Derry, I had those figures. I think it's like 40 gallons a day.
On a big tree, 40, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a billion extra trees. And so...
Yeah, it's an unreal figure, how much water they actually use.
And
that water goes up into the atmosphere is what it does.
Mm-hmm.
But when when the trees were natural, when they back when we were taking, you know, when we were cutting the timber and doing, had sawmills and people working, the trees continue to grow. And when they get mature, they don't just stand there and die and get bug infested and get diseased that kills everything else. You cut them, you log them, you make lumber out of them, you build homes, you keep people busy. All that has totally changed now, and we've just lost our ability to have any what I consider common sense.
You know, in fact, the feds are, you know, we get pelt money because of all the government land here, and now they're thinking about raising up that pelt money because there's no trees being cut for roads and schools anymore. And it's unbelievable how a you know, that your commissioners need to be up front on that and say, no, we don't want your pelt money, we want to cut these trees, because it comes right back down to local control. They took an oath to protect the citizens of Otero County. And, you know, when your home burns and everything like that because of these forest fires, then, you know, they took the oath to protect you.
The healthiest forest we have in the county, Derry, is on the Indian reservation.
The healthiest forest.
Of course, because they are under no such compulsion from the environmentalists or the federal government to protect an owl or a tsetse fly or whatever it is. They have the healthiest forest of all. They log it, and they receive income from logging it. They're in good shape.
You bet.
We could all learn from that. But we learn, what we learn is, the less government interference, the best.
Well, we know that. You know that. I know that. A lot of our listeners know that. But the majority of the people don't know that.
You would be surprised at the elected officials that don't know that.
No, and they want those grants. I mean, you can't run a county or a city or anything without grant money.
The worst thing in the world. Grants are absolutely the worst thing that could possibly happen to this country. It's a horrible, horrible system.
They're buying you with your own money is what they're doing. And, you know, it just can't continue like that because our country can't hold up. But you were talking about that community a while ago, you know, that everything's fine. That will never work. The government will target them, and the next thing they'll be out there is if you're an independent, and like if our country stopped tomorrow and you're still working, the government's after you. If you're an independent, they're coming after you because they don't want you to be independent. They have no control then.
You know, it's just like the story of the hogs. You know, the hogs were independent, and they rooted, and they lived on this island all of these years with all by themselves. And then this old-timer went out to catch the hogs, and they said, oh, there's no way you can catch them. And he started feeding them, and before very long, he had a corral built. And it wasn't very long that he could call the hogs, and they'd come to the corral. And then
yep.
The next move, they came to the corral, and then he shut the gate, and then they went to the packing plant.
The slaughterhouse.
That's right. That's right. And I tell you, gentlemen, we are totally out of time. It's been a pleasure, Johnny and Mike. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?
Happy trails.